you add those two numbers, you should get a number that is actually 19.5% of the listener support number, which is on row 4.
Okay.
So because the listener support number is projected to be dramatically higher than in fiscal 09, likewise, the central service number will be dramatically higher.
I'm just seeing
It seems even higher than that, so there may be a problem in the 09 numbers. But we did check that the 10 number really is the right. They did calculate central services for 09.
Yeah, maybe I'm not looking at this right, because when I look at line number 4, did you say, sir?
Yeah.
T4, okay. I'm seeing 78,000 if I'm looking at this right. I may not be.
No, the number on T4, the total budgeted listener support for BAI is 2.85 million.
Am I in the right tab? Let me make sure. What tab
T6
should I...
T6 is 78,000.
Okay, yeah, I see. Okay, thank you. My mistake. Thank you, Wendy. Sorry, guys.
So yeah, we should see an increase of central services because of the increases of listener support.
Okay.
This is why, you know, we want people to budget high listener support so we can, well, we want them to bring in high listener support so we can get central services.
Question, George?
Yes, go ahead, George.
The 76.5%, does that include what's expected to be raised by the telephone a service which is going to be calling people who don't do their pledges, or is that...
That's a very good point. With the way it was explained to us, they're going to target people who missed their pledges in 2009. They're not going to be targeting delinquent pledgers from 2010. So, you know what I mean? So the...
Yeah. Why not?
It will be... I don't know. That's part of the problem was there were so many people that were delinquent in 2009. There's kind of a, you know, there's probably some low-hanging fruit there. If they do, you know,
Jamie,
if the station does a better job of fulfilling the drive right off the bat, then there won't be so many of those people left around to call after the fact. Did that answer your question, George? Yes, I hear you. Okay, I guess it did. Yes, Billy Ray?
Yeah, I was just curious. Were there any income from the rental of the sideband channel SCA money?
You know, that doesn't show up in the station budget. That shows in the national office budget. And I believe that there is. But I believe sideband income goes straight to national office. It doesn't go to the station.
Oh, okay.
We're just looking at the station budget that won't show up here. It will show up when we look at national office.
Oh, okay.
And then hopefully very near future.
Okay. Jamie?
Yes, is that Jim?
Yeah. Does that mean that the local station, none of the local stations benefit from the sideband?
Well, my understanding, someone can correct me if I'm wrong, my understanding is that sideband income goes straight to the national office. And so I guess it wouldn't benefit the stations directly, but by the fact that we have a more functional national office, they must get some benefit. That's my understanding of how it works.
Jamie.
Okay, Sherry.
Has the LSB looked at this or not?
The LSB Finance Committee did, and unfortunately, I couldn't be at that meeting. And I understand they had some issues with it, but I don't know what they are.
Okay.
I'm trying to get that.
Oh, I think all the subcarrier account money does go to national, by the way.
Yeah.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Is there anybody else?
Yeah, but fine.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I'm just a little hung up on the same thing a couple of other people are hung up on, this telemarketing stuff. If you look at historically how the other stations who have done it have done with it, the result is not nearly this positive. So I'm concerned at projecting a number that big off of this. I think it's a little pie in the sky, particularly now when so many people are struggling.
Well, that's a valid point. You know, one could lower that number. We did get it lowered some. but not that much.
Yeah, but it's still higher than anybody else has done with it.
Right.
Respond to that, Jamie.
Yes, go ahead, Grace.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, let me take it off speakerphone. Oh, okay. I can't seem to take it off speakerphone. Anyway,
we can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah.
There is a big difference between KPFA's use of ComNet and also KPFT's use of ComNet and WBAI's projected use of ComNet. The first thing is, I believe that KPFA made attempts themselves to have lapsed donors fulfill their pledges or re-up.
I don't remember that.
The list was much older than the ones that WBAI is going to be using, which means that WBAI is going to be using ComNet to fulfill much more recent pledges. That's the first thing. Also, we found from the election mailing that there's been a 2/3 turnover of membership at WBAI in the last 2 years. In other words, only 1/3 of the current members were members in 2007. So there's a lot of fertile territory. We have a lot of lists at WBAI can be used to generate income through ComNet. So it's much less limited, even if so I think there are significant differences between the experiments at KPFT and KPFA, but also we're LeVarn and others at WBAI are aware that the budget may have to be adjusted if the revenues from ComNet are disappointing, and the National Finance Committee agreed to closely monitor the income from WBAI.
Yeah, I'd also like to respond. Some of that was, you know, we did try to address that in our contingency plan motion, which I read to you. And another thing is that the fact that there's so much money is taken off the top of telemarketing revenue.
Yeah.
We pay them, I believe, 33%.
Something like that.
And then it gets levied for central services, 20%. So the central service money disappears from the station, but, of course, it adds to the national office, so it's a little hard to, you know. But the risk of not making it is not so, you know, it's not income that doesn't come with any cost. If we don't make the income, we won't pay the fee. So it's alleviated somewhat by that.
Mr. Chair, we are at time.
So okay, thank you. I don't know, you know, we didn't really know what to do, you know, beyond the contingency motion where we tried to outline some points where spending could cut if that income didn't come in. And we also asked station management in the contingency motion, which I think we should all pass along with the budget, to identify further areas where expenses can be cut if this revenue does not come in.
Can I just ask another question to clarify something?
Is there any objection to one more question from the people since we're about over time? Okay, go ahead.
So is the fact that 2009, there's zero under major donors, 5K and up. 9. That's just the difference between the template laid out now, or is there a new?
No, I think what it was is that they're on different rows now. Donations below 5K were probably rolled into the listener support number, and there was $64,000 in major donor versus $78,000 now. I think that's how it works. The lows, some of the categories were changed. Those two were changed, and I believe that's how they changed.
So,
there's a noise on the line. It's difficult to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, can somebody mute? I move we pass the WBAI budget with all, what do I want to call them here, Mr. Chair? Amendments or conditions?
But with the contingency plan.
with the contingency plan. Thank you.
Okay. So it's actually you don't really need a second because it came from the
committee.
So is there any objection to passing?
This is Sherry. I'm going to abstain.
Okay. Well, should we call the roll then? Whoever's making that noise, if you could
Jamie,
mute
if
phone.
It's only one abstention, we can just note that and ask if there are any objections again.
Are there any further objections to approving this budget?
Jamie?
I'm here.
Yes?
I have a concern that the LSP hasn't seen this budget yet.
Oh, yeah, there's one more item we need to get into. I'm going to have to ask for a little extra time. We have another motion about how to deal with the late with the LSP.
Thank you.
So we can pass.
Jamie, we can't hear you. I'm sorry. We're really having trouble hearing you. What did you say?
We need a little more time. We have another motion regarding budgets that don't have LSP input in.
I move that we extend for 2 minutes.
So we, after we deal with this budget, we can deal with that motion.
Oh, okay, great.
So are there any objections to us approving this motion? And the contingency plan.
I heard several.
Okay, well, why don't we should go to a roll call?
Okay,
Richard, are you there?
Could somebody who's walking and has their mic with a lot of wind in it please mute?
Please.
And I think they're typing. If somebody's typing on their computer or whatever, please mute. Yes. Okay, this is for the approval of the. WBAI budget with a contingency plan. Sherry Gindelman.
Abstain.
Bonnie Simmons.
I'll abstain.
Andrea Turner.
I'll abstain.
Joe Wanzala. Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Leslie Radford. Leslie? Can't hear you, Leslie. Rico Ross.
Yes.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Sandra Rollin. Sandra, are you there? Wendy Shrell.
Yes.
Susan Young.
Yes.
Yabediako.
No, the LSB hasn't seen it, no.
Carolyn Burden.
Yes, amen, yes.
Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Jamie Ross.
Yes.
I don't know if you could actually vote, but Jim right. Brown.
Why can't he vote?
No.
Jim Brown.
No.
A.C. Bird. A.C., you there? Lizette King.
Yes.
Billy Ray Edwards.
Yes.
David Beaton.
Yes.
Fido Ngaza. Leslie Radford, were you there?
This is Grace. I can vote. I vote yes. I relinquish the chair so I can vote.
Okay. It's 12 to 2. To 3 abstain.
Okay, that's great, everybody. Thank you. So the final item, if I can indulge, ask for a 5-minute extension.
So moved.
Is there any objection to extending for 5 minutes? Okay, I don't hear any. In regard to what to do about the budgets that haven't been seen by the LSB, on December 1st, we passed a motion for those budgets that have not been passed by the LSBs, that they go forward through the NSC to the PNB for action, subject to subsequent possible revisions proposed by the LSBs. That's the motion that we passed. This is basically because the point is, yes, we do want the LSB to be able to approve these budgets or to modify them as necessary. However, we desperately need approved budgets for a number of reasons. It's been pointed out to me that, you know, we can get in trouble in various areas for not having a director approved budget. So we kind of do need these budgets to be for the PNB to be able to vote on them as soon as possible. This of course was made necessary by the fact that a couple of these budgets are submitted so late that it's unreasonable to have a budget that it comes in through so late and then still go through the, you know, that it messes everything up. So anyway, that's the motion that comes comes from the NFC. I'll read it for you one more time. For those budgets that have not been passed by the LSBs, that they go forward through the NFC to the PNB for action, subject to subsequent possible revisions proposed by the LSB. So I'd like to bring that forward to the board.
So moved.
I'd like
second.
To call the.
Okay. Are there any? So is there any?
This is Grace.
Yeah.
I'd like to call the question on this item and go straight to a vote.
Okay. Is there any objection to this motion?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay. Why don't we call the roll one more time?
Okay. Nibiriyako. Nia Beriaco. Nia. Carolyn Burden.
I'm sorry, but what are we voting on? Would you repeat the motion?
Motion.
For those budgets that have not been passed by LSBs, that they go forward through the NFC to the PNB for action, subject to subsequent possible revisions proposed by the LSB.
Okay, yes, I vote yes on that. Thank you.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Jimmy Ross?
I'd vote yes.
Jim Brown?
I abstain.
A.C. Byrd?
Question. When that goes to the straight to the NEC, how does it? When does it get back to the LSB?
Excuse me, we're in the middle of a vote.
Trying to understand the.
No, I was trying to understand the vote.
I don't know. It should go to the LSB. You know, once it comes to us, it's a document that's for people to look at. Whenever you would have your next meeting, I would hope.
Yeah,
that's my understanding.
Okay.
But
what's your vote, Casey?
I abstain.
Okay. Who's that, Kane?
Yes.
Larry Edwards?
Yes.
David Beaton? David? David?
Yes.
Sophia Wangaza? Sherry Gindelman?
Abstain.
I don't get it. I'm respectfully abstaining.
Andrea Turner?
Yeah, I need a little bit more explanation. Can I pass for a minute?
All right. Joe Wenzala? Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Leslie Radford? Rico Ross?
I'm sorry, could you say the motion once again, please? I didn't quite get it either.
For those budgets that have not yet been passed by the LSBs, that they go forward through the NFC to the PNB for action, subject to subsequent possible revisions as proposed by the LSB.
It just says we can do what we just did, and the LSB can come back to it if they want
right,
to.
Right, exactly.
How does
would guess.
Go from there? That's what I don't get.
Okay, George Ryder?
Yes.
Sandra Rollin? Winnie Shrill?
Yes.
Susan Young?
Yes.
Nia Beriaco?
No, there's a piece missing. Jay. No, there's a piece missing. No, James, no.
No.
Jamie,
okay.
Was it? Oh.
Okay, and then I think Andrea passed. Andrea?
Let me abstain then.
Okay.
All right. I wanted to.
12-1-5.
Okay, Jamie, can you turn the chair back over to me?
Yes. Well, I just explained the purpose of that motion is to. Some people wanted us not to do anything until the LSBs did something, but that would take too long. This allows us to do both. Okay, so Jerry, you're
the best interest of Pacific.
So Jerry, I mean Grace, you can have the chair.
Okay, thank you very much.
I have one comment, Grace. Grace.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I just want to acknowledge to the PMB Jimmy's work on forcing these budgets through, and the other members of the committee worked hard, especially Susan and Brian Edwards-Tiekert, and just wanted to acknowledge their incredible effort on behalf of the foundation to bring the budgets in on time, which didn't happen through no fault of theirs.
Thank you, Sherry. All right, it's now way over our usual end time. We don't have time tonight for closed session. We do have another continuation meeting of this meeting and of the closed session of last week on Sunday night starting at 8 p.m. Eastern time. As that's already been pre-scheduled, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
May I just ask if on Sunday it's going to start with closed or open?
It's starting with open on Sunday.
It's going to change.
That's how it was noticed. Okay.
I'd like to thank our new ED, Arlene, for sitting through this. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Arlene. Okay. We have an adjourn on the floor. Is there any objection to adjourning?
Yeah, you got somebody's bread down here. Just burning.
Oh, my
Hearing
God.
None. Hearing none, we are now adjourned.
Yikes.
Good night, everybody. See you on Sunday.
Good night.
See you Sunday.